Scott Zolak joins us from Miami. Zoe.
Good afternoon. Are you kidding me about that picture? I just broke Steve Burton's balls for 5 minutes on game day on Channel 4. It's on the front page of Patriots Football Weekly.
That's where it was. Yes, thank you, Zoe.
Oh, yes, vertical jump is about 18. He's got one fist in the air. And he's on the front page in the background. It's hysterical.
Yes. Thank you, Zoe. Thank you very much.
So I held him to the fire in that one. But, sun's back out down there, and it's heating up. It's like in and out, in and out. I mean, we had torrential rain about an hour ago. So, just typical Miami weather.
Gross. That's what
sounds
like.
It's the way
that
you feel. Gross.
Yeah, well, that's not good for the Patriots. They already don't play well down there.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's a real crisp warm-up. They don't look sluggish. Certain sense of, I don't know, real seriousness to this. I think they're embarrassed by some of the outcomes down here, and they're just watching Miami warp. There's no way they lose this game today. It's hard to fathom this Miami team is 500 and they're actually still playing for something. I mean, that in itself is a feat, really, considering, you know, sort of the culture change they've had and some of the high-end guys they've gotten rid of down here. And that's a testament to them. They play well here, 5-1 at home, and it's something funky about this stadium, guys.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. So I want to ask you as a you know, former NFL quarterback, was there ever a stadium you went into? And I know, you know, there's the clock and the play clock, but you're on the field and there's something about that environment that made you uncomfortable, the depth perception, something like that. Because it feels like there's something down there with that stadium with Brady where he's just not comfortable.
It's just too much going on. And I don't think Tom gets distracted. I mean, the problem being a quarterback, you're only as good as everybody around you. If everybody else is getting distracted or if – you know, half your linemen on one side are gassed, or this guy's sucking wind. Yeah, it makes you look bad. Brady's gotten hit down here. You know, it's not Jason Taylor he's going up against, but Cameron Wake's pretty good at getting at the quarterback. They got two good edge guys. And here's what I worry about. A guy like Kiko Alonso in a game like this, taking a cheap shot on somebody, whether it's a tight end, a receiver, somebody, or even a quarterback on a blitz, to where, you land a little awkwardly on your elbow or your shoulder and something goes awry.
We're talking with Zoe. He's in Miami as we get ready for Patriots and Dolphins. Zoe, you sent me a picture of where you stayed with the team here with the caption, "No wonder why they lose down here." Right on the beach, overlooking the ocean.
You know what?
Being tempted to just go do something fun.
Man, now Bill's going to put you guys back in some
No. I think Bill did this on purpose. Last time we stayed there, that was the Welker seam route. He hit a 99-yarder, and we ended up winning that. I think it was a Sunday or Monday night game. I don't know if Sunday Night Football was available yet. I think it was a Monday nighter to start the year. And we've been staying at some corny office park on Copens Road, just some old nasty Marriott, and getting our ass kicked the last 5 years. So when you lose 5 out of 6,
so that wasn't working either.
You got to shake it up a little bit. Let's go back to the beach. Yeah. But, I mean, Beetle,
I like basically, it. It makes
we were
sense.
There basically at the hotel for about 8 hours. So, I mean, we didn't get in until about 6:30, 7 o'clock last night. Quick dinner. Next thing you know, you're up and at them, and you're on the buses at 9. So,
love that. Bill says, "Let's go back to the beach."
This
crappy office park. Is
well, I like the way
Zoe
put it. You're staying in some crappy office park, getting your ass kicked five years.
Hey, you're gonna get your teeth kicked in. At least stay on the beach, get something out of it. You know, make it a trip. That's the way I look at it. Yeah.
So what do you think the plan of attack is for the Patriots against this Dolphins defense? They have had a really hard time stopping the run, but obviously no Xavier Howard, their number one corner. So how do they go about it?
Run it. Everybody thinks throw it, you know, attack the next guy, or whether it's Minkah Kirkpatrick on the outside. I run the ball. You've got to go at this interior defensive line, which isn't the same since they've gotten rid of guys like Ndamukong Suh. And people say this Patriots team, well, they struggle to have an identity. Their identity was getting established prior to Sony Michel's injury in Chicago. 3 straight 100-yard games. He comes back. Another 100-yard game. You got Burkhead back. You know, you dose him. You exhaust this front. And then I think, you know, once you get that running game going, this could be the spot where the tight end starts to show up, if you know what I'm saying, in the play-action game. Get him going into Pittsburgh week.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to talk about this on Friday because it hadn't happened yet. And that was that Rob Gronkowski didn't speak to the media until the very end. Mm-hmm. The very end of media availability on Friday. He was sort of quiet all week. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think he knows it's time now, and this is go time for him. I think he's hearing, you know, what is being talked about him. I talked to somebody real close to the team. I think they're shocked by some of the type of coverage they've been getting, a lot of single high safety where they're daring you to kind of throw that seam, and he's getting manned up a little bit by just one guy. Now, the attention that he draws is from the true strong safety, and that's also – what I've been told, allowed them to run the ball so effectively. So even if he's not catching the ball, him there on the edge forces you to take that strong safety out of the run game and sort of focus on Rob, which allows you to move the backers. And I think that's why they've been able to run the football a little bit here. So if they start bringing it a little bit, bringing that guy down, I wouldn't be shocked if you see Rob on some seam routes here today. And I'm talking about those ones at the top of the numbers that we love him running.
Wow. So do you think that we will see vintage Rob Gronkowski this year? So, like, from a physical standpoint, do you think it's possible he can get back to, or is he just all year, it's just going to be trying to manage these injuries and put out the best product he can?
You know, Brady talking this week, the confidence thing, we have a lot of confidence in Rob. That confidence word's being thrown around again. And from who I talked to, it's just he's 100% ready to go. It's, if anything, it's mental right now. And that's shocking to me because, I mean, for a guy like that, there's nothing but bravado. That guy sweats bravado, you know? Hey, I wake up and I whiz excellence every morning. I wake up, but I've never had a bad day. It seems like Rob Gronkowski has had some bad days, and that's not the Rob we like. That's not the Gronk we know. We've got to get that guy up and going, and hopefully it starts here today.
But we know what's interesting about it, though, and I agree with what you just said, Zoe, but we do know from his career history that he is a guy that when he's hurt, you know, it starts to creep into the back of his mind that he's not 100%. I mean,
he has been
that
hurt.
Guy that,
there's no doubt
that
about
needs
that.
To be 100% to feel like he's his best.
I think it's been a slow build for 6 weeks to get him to the point where he's at today, and hopefully this is break point where, okay, you got a chance at two back-to-back games here, Minnesota, Miami, before you go into Pittsburgh, to get this thing cranked up. And I said it, Beto, I told you on our show a couple weeks ago, they got to find whatever way they got to do it. I don't care how they do it here today. I don't care if they win by one today. Scratch, claw, do what you got to do to be 10-3 when you're going into Pittsburgh, because then that seeps into Pittsburgh's head. And then you got, you know, Houston playing the Colts today. Let's see if the Colts could do something. Baltimore's at Kansas City. Kansas City's already talking about resting Eric Berry. They're already worried about next Thursday night and the Chargers. So all these other teams are starting to get ready for jockeying for position. Take care of your own business, and all this other stuff might just fall into place for you. The old Dan Shaughnessy tomato can theory. Everything's lining up. Roses for him again.
Yeah, I mean, if they take care of their business.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's a big...
Does you no good if you don't come out here and be who you should be?
Yeah, and throw into that James Conner, the news on him. He could miss next week's game in Pittsburgh.
I mean, I think
there are
today's
happening. Yeah, go
today's
ahead.
Today's indicative of what are you this year? Are you going to put up or shut up? Are you going to be a contender, or is it going to be another nice year where you get the 10 wins, 16 straight, you know, you're breaking records and all that, and then you get popped divisional round like you did that one year when you were 14-2 against the Jets? I think this team's got a chance, and they got a chance to be physical on offense. And I want to see them do it here today.
If they cover, and this is not a gambling statement, this is just a, you know, in terms of how the game is played. If they cover this line up there around 8, 8.5, depending on where you're seeing it now, if they cover, I count that as an impressive win.
I'd say you're right, Miami today. And I told you that, and I joked with you at the end of last week. We're going to be talking about, you know, jockeying in playoffs and potentially Atlanta-type things starting on Monday. They go out there and whack them today. Get the bandwagon ready, and we'll take everybody.
Because they still haven't really done this on the road. They have not played their best football on the road. I would like to see some of that carry over from last week, the way they played so well at home.
Yeah.
And I think that there's something to be gained today. I don't care that the opponent is not, you know, an equal to the Patriots, but there are things that they can show in this game today that will have implications going down the road, and that also includes their rushing attack, as you mentioned right off the top, Zoe, which is expecting to run the ball a lot today. The more they run, the more teams are going to have to respect their running attack.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think if you show you're mentally tough handling the heat here, now this team you're facing today is not as good as the team you're going to face next week, but if you can get two good quality road wins, that's going to set you up for late December, and let the chips fall where they may. And
enjoy that very closed-in broadcast booth you have there.
It is. Yeah, I started doing radio in Providence, 790 to score all day, score often. This is worse than anything Providence has ever done. We have a monitor that actually has no NFL game feed on it. It's up. It's taped to the window. I tweeted the picture out. It's resting on top of a box. Bob Sosi has no room to the point where he has no chair. He's going to stand up and call the game. And his notes are taped 3 feet above on the glass. And we can't even open the windows. This is like Kansas City. So we have no feel of what the crowd's going to feel like. It's going to be like I could have stayed home and called the game.
Calling off a monitor.
I could have called it from the base of Foxborough. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, don't give them any ideas.
And I would have had a better view.
Don't give him any ideas, though. All right, Joe, looking forward to your call.
All right,
with Bob Sosi today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.